Brewers 360 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Yes, Brewers 360 is back. Every day around this time, we talk all things Brewers. The big opening day is Thursday. Joining us on the program this morning is Tim Dillard. Tim, good morning, sir. Happy New Year.
Yeah. Good morning. Yeah, Happy New Year. Every time baseball comes on, you feel like it's a brand new everything.
So right?
Be excited. Yeah.
So you say, come on, that's the only thing is we don't really know what channel you're on yet. I suppose Brewers.tv, is that the best alternative, at least at the moment?
At the moment, yeah. We have no idea. MLB's kind of doing this whole negotiating thing, and this is actually quite very normal, apparently, to every other time something like this has happened. But yeah, if you hear something, let me know, because I have no clue.
Well, they're supposed to make an announcement by opening day. We should point out, though, that Channel 6, in conjunction with us at Good Karma Brands, will have the game on Thursday. So at least you have that. We know where to find you on Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, we'd love for everybody to go to Brewers TV, right? We'd love for you to watch however you can. But personally, I'm really cool with everybody just showing up at the ballpark, especially if I'm there. I love seeing everybody. I went to the game last night. Probably 2,000-3,000 people there for the exhibition. But it was great. I mean, both teams ran their studs out there. It was a good game.
So how does – you've done this before where you've been there for the opening day, right? Like, so as far as being a player, is there butterflies that come once you are now in the stadium, once you know the games are actually for real? Or is this just, oh, just another day, let's just start going and playing baseball?
I mean, there's definitely a level of excitement and energy that you can't replicate on a backfield in Phoenix, Arizona, you know, at 10 o'clock in the morning. You're going to feel it. It's more like managing it. But what I really love about the exhibition games, I'm so glad they're bringing them. I mean, hopefully they're bringing them back. And it's really good that it's here, because for all the new guys or guys that haven't had an opening day, they get to experience it. But it's almost like a trial run. Like these exhibition games, they get to go to their locker, the locker's set up, they get to dress out, go out there, touch the grass, run around, do batting practice on the field, all that kind of stuff. It's like a practice in the spot rather than what we've seen in the past where as soon as you leave spring training, go straight to New York, right?
Right.
And all of a sudden you have no middle ground to get prepped for anything. And so you kind of feel like a little behind. But these good. I love the exhibition games. It's going to be another fun one today.
I think from a fan perspective, those exhibition games also can be really fun. You know, opening day can be a little bit wild and crazy if you don't feel like bringing your kids around, you know, some of that energy.
What are you saying,
Michelle? You know, that's a good opportunity to take part in a game, and, you know, it's not super crowded and still get to see all the players.
Absolutely. I mean, as soon as they opened the gates yesterday, people were coming in, and from what I heard, it was like $28. You can sit right behind home plate. Talked to a lady that was actually a Reds fan. Apparently she lives in D.C., but she loves the Reds and had an opportunity. She was in town, so she was sitting like right behind home plate and couldn't believe it. So, I mean, that was the same thing. Kids are going to get autographs. I mean, think of all the foul balls. Every time the inning was going to start, the infield, you know, whoever's playing first throws the ball in the stands. Whoever's in the outfield throws the ball in the stands. So you're thinking about a ball for your kid. I mean, it's – there's probably 50 balls that went into the stands, and out of 2,000 people, I mean, that's a good chance of getting one. So, but it was a great experience. They only did like the lower bowl area for people to come in, but man, it was a good time.
All right, Tim, if I were to ask you to give us one thing you're excited about this team and one thing that concerns you, what would they be?
Well, first of all, I'm not really that concerned. I think the Brewers went out and tried to get as many starters as possible. I think they knew that keeping Freddie was going to be a long shot, and I think they didn't want to get rid of him during the year, because I think maybe they learned their lesson when it came to like Josh Hader, moving him during the year and how that impacts a team. So they decided to, hey, we got to get rid of him, but let's get some starting pieces coming back and some good players. So what I really love about the team is that the backbone is there. I mean, guys have good months, maybe a good season under their belt. Mizrowski's, he's got some time. Chad Patrick has got some time. So these guys are, you know, not just coming from the minor leagues. They have been here, and then they got other guys that they're mixing in that way as well. But for the most part, I'm looking at the lineup today or yesterday during the game, and I'm like, I think there's going to be some power in there. Now a full season, Andrew Vaughn. Bowers can't keep the ball in the ballpark. Garrett Mitchell hit a ball yesterday. That was lightning. So, I mean, top to bottom, I think there's going to be a chance to have some more power. I think the only question mark is going to be the starting pitching. Can they get it done? But they did. They went and got some exceptional talent. So there's definitely a lot of potential there. And I'm really glad that Woodruff's going to be along in the next few days.
Yeah, Woody, is he a fifth starter? Or is that where they have him locked in?
Yeah, I think that's how they're going to roll with it. Okay. But again, there's an off day after the home opener. And there's pretty much an off day, like, I don't know, every few days it feels like for the first month.
Have you ever done the lineup where you stand out there and they announce everybody and you get to doff the cap and or even run out there? Have you ever got to run out to the first base line?
Yeah, I got one opening day in, I think, 2012. And I was the whole time, I'm like, just don't trip. I was thinking my left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot. Because, it, like I said, it's an energy. It's a buzz. You can try to act like it doesn't affect you, but you'd be lying. I mean, it's just a cool thing because it's not just that day, right? It, for some people that are searching for this moment, it goes back to when they're playing T-ball. You know, it's all the practices. Mm-hmm. It's all the sacrifice. Like, you see these guys on the field, you know, you watch them play, but the entire offseason was geared towards being ready to play at that moment for 7 months, 6 months, 7 months. So, that's what I see when they go out there, just the level of commitment that these guys have put in and then to have that moment's really cool.
Well, it's one of the most exciting days of the year for many sports fans. Opening day is Thursday. I mean, spring is officially here. You got one more practice game tonight. Was it a 4:10 start time? So a nice early one tonight. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate you.
Yeah, you got it. See you at the ballpark.
All right, Tim Dillard of Brewers TV. You'll see him on Brewers.tv. They'll make full announcements of where that will be elsewhere by opening day. And it sounds like, according to Tim, that's normal, so no one should be concerned. You'll find him always here on WDTMJ Radio, by the way.